Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for a Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
So we started construction in October of 2020, and we've of course had some rain delays because of the wonderful rain that we've been having over this past year. We're scheduled to take over possession of that building in February of 2022, and hopefully be able to move in pretty quick thereafter. At this time, the high school wing is dried in. The sheetrock is taped, embedded, and painted, so the high school wing is almost complete. The elementary wing, which has a storm corridor down the center for, you know, tornadoes and bad weather, that one is moving along. It's got the roof on it at this point. And then the middle section, the gym, they are working on the walls at this point. We have poured concrete, and the steel is erected on the ag shop. So now that all the concrete is poured, they're moving along pretty quickly.
And so this is going to be the complete school, high school, elementary, both, everything.
All of our K through 12 students will be under one roof, which we are very much looking forward to. From a safety standpoint, it's going to be a much safer building for our students. Once the school day begins, there'll be one point of entry for parents and visitors, and all the other doors, of course, from the outside will be locked. And so from a safety standpoint, it's really going to be to our advantage.
Okay. How many students are in the school at the current time?
We have about 220.
Okay. And well, you have an interesting, this weekend you're going to be giving folks an opportunity to see it all.
We are. We are going to do a tour of our old building during homecoming week. We always have class reunions. They want to come walk through the old building. So we'll be doing that tour at 3 o'clock, and then at 4 o'clock, we'll have an opportunity for, we have classes that have been graduated up 20, 30, and 40 years that want to come back, and so we'll do a tour of the new building at 4 o'clock, and we're very much looking forward to showing off that building, yes.
Okay, and then for the public as well.
Absolutely, we would love to have anybody.
And those are at 4 o'clock? Is
yes.
That the right time?
Yes, the new building's at 4 o'clock, the old building's at 3 o'clock.
How's the process been here as going through the building of a new school while you're in school and right next to it?
At the time we started this process, of course, it was just a few months into the pandemic, and when we started the bidding process, at the time it felt like the timing was really unlucky. You know, that was at the beginning of, you know, grocery stores were facing shortages, and, you know, we didn't know what the future looked like. So at the time, it was really scary. But as it turned out, when we locked in prices in July of 2020, it was really, we were very fortunate because, you know, as you know, prices for building materials went up significantly after that. So we haven't had any delays on our building because of lack of materials, and actually we've stored on site much of the materials that have been pre-ordered, like HVAC units and steel and ceiling tiles, lots of different things. So we've been very lucky. The only delays that we've really faced are because of the weather and the rain, and you know, it's hard to be mad because of that, because the rain's been very nice this year.
It really is. So again, you're looking at moving in 2022.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully in March, around spring break, because we'll have to, you know, close things down computer-wise for about a week or so while the new networks are built and infrastructure's put in place. But we're hoping in March, yes.
Okay. Well, that's an exciting prospect for the
community. It is. Our community is very excited. Our students were able to tour at the end of the last school year, and the little kids were just thrilled. The big kids are excited. So it's a great thing for our community.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcasts, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.